Eve Goodman, Pittsburgh's Eve Goodman, at the Saturday Light Brigade. That's an older song of hers from the album Beneath the Same Sky, 1997, I believe, After We Fall, and Eliza Gilkison did An American Boy. We're getting ready now to welcome Henry Bukorski to this hour. We'll get to know him as we get ready to spend some time together, but we're going to begin by simply turning things over to him. Take it away, Henry.
She caught me by the riverside, oh, long flowing hair. She stripped me down, stole my pride, oh, I never had a prayer. Shining from the mountaintop, oh, I love you till I die. Throwing stones a consequence, oh, I never ask why. Love taken is not all gain, and love given is not all. And love forsaken is not all blame. It's a piece of your heart that's the cost. Design a shade tree, oh, it matters not, you know. Standing by the seaside, oh, this land is mine. Scratch it in a subway car, oh, this love is mine. Taken is not a game. Love for digging is not alone. And love for forsaken is not a game. It's a piece of your heart. You love me then, you love me now. Oh, tell me what you've learned. Can I set you free or hold you down? Oh, can you give me what I've earned? Oh, love taken is not holding. Oh, love given is not alone. Of your heart, that's the cost.
Henry Bukorski at the Saturday Light Brigade. Welcome. What was the name of the song?
It's called That's the Cost.
Great song, and it's good to have you with us. Just before you started the play, I broke one of my rules. I try not to talk too much because I'd rather we talk on the air rather than off the air. But you happen to mention that you're sort of a relative late bloomer or newcomer to starting to play. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, I married young, and life took over. I have three kids. They got the best of me. I mean, we have the best relationship out there.
Now they're
older. They don't need me. So I jumped into the open stage scene a couple of years ago and just kind of been floating through that sense.
Oh, that's great.
Performing around the city.
So it gave you time. Early on you were probably devoted to working, raising a family.
Oh, yeah.
And now with some more time, you're able to devote to music. Did you only begin to write and play a few years ago?
No, I started writing, maybe when I was 30, I really started to feel like I could write. You work your way through it, but that's basically when I started. Then I got into the open stage scene, and I wrote a lot of really pretty introspective songs that only somebody like a Morgan Arena can pull off. And people, they like them, but people want to hear they want their toes to tap, their fingers snapping, they want to have fun. So I kind of changed my writing style over the years, over the past couple, and it's been great. I mean, my shows are better. Everything about it's just been a little different. It's kind of neat.
That's great. I know you're hosting open stages on a regular basis.
Yeah, every Wednesday night.
And where are those?
Eclipse Lounge down in Pittsburgh, down in Lawrenceville. A friend of mine opened that up a few years ago, and I'm there every Wednesday night. A bunch of young kids come in and blew my mind. It's kind of neat. There's a lot of talent in the city right now. It's pretty nice.
Yeah, there really is. If you're listening from afar and haven't had a chance to visit Pittsburgh lately, there's a lot happening. Let's listen to another song. We'll talk some more afterwards.
Okay.
What would you like to do next?
I'm going to do one that I just wrote a few weeks ago. It's called Down by the Riverside. It's about a bunch of people hanging out and a couple peel off and something really cool happens with those two, and this is one of the songs.
Henry Bukorski.
Let's go down to the riverside. Gonna have ourselves a day. You ain't living, you are dying. At least that's what they say. Bonnie and Jimmy, they're running late. Gonna grab some ice and beer. We should really be heading back.
Can you believe I messed up my own song?
Oh, that's all right. We can
start that over if you don't mind.
That's okay. This is live radio. It's fun.
Beauty of it.
Let's go down to the riverside. Gonna have ourselves a day. You ain't living, you are dying. At least is what they say. Bonnie and Jimmy, they're running late. Gonna grab some ice and beer. We've been sitting around a couple hours now. We really should be here. Ain't nothing going on by the riverside. At least not yet today. Sure, well, we should really be headed back. can stand a little more. She said, I love you. You know I do. Oh, and nothing makes me feel so good as lying here and dancing. But we said we'd bring that beer back, and that's what we ought to do. Had my love. There's one thing I'm sure, you're my angel from above. And I've offered you my hand for the rest of my life. Would you tell me that you feel the same? Can I make yours mine?
Henry Bukorski at the Saturday Light Brigade. That's a nice song, and nice. I appreciate you sharing it. The song so new. You're just finishing that up a couple of weeks ago.
That's a really, I'm really strong believer that as soon as I write it, I got to get it out there. It's like having a baby. You think it's the most beautiful thing in the world, but you get it out there, and it could be a little jerk. You don't know.
Is it hard to hold on? Or to let go of these songs, or when you finish, are you a perfectionist, I guess, is what I'm asking when you're writing?
No, I'm far from. I'm the kind of guy that, in my shows, if I see a musician I know, I tell him straight up, if you hear anything, run up, there's an open mic, just plug in, come do it. Sounds great, great. If it don't, we'll figure it out the next day, but I'm fine with that. I like to watch the songs grow. I think they're like amoebas, in my opinion.
When did you start songwriting?
Oh, when I was a kid. Maybe, 7th, 8th grade.
You mentioned, looking at your website, that as a Catholic schoolboy, you got a lot of discipline. Where do you go to school?
I went to St. John's in Plum.
Okay.
It was good. You learn to be a good Christian, which is good. But you learn that nuns don't like smart alecks, also, which I am one.
That feeling isn't limited to nuns, but I learned that pretty quickly too. So you would be writing, I guess, in what, 7th, 8th grade?
Yeah.
Were you playing guitar at the time too?
Yeah, I was lucky at the time. I had there was a priest that came into that school when I was a kid that kind of just blew it up. Just made it. He started a softball team for the girls and one for the guys. He just got all the kids and everybody organized and just activated into a really great atmosphere.
That's pretty amazing. Yeah. You don't hear people don't talk about that very often.
Well, he started a folk choir, which back in the 70s, you heard choir music. It just didn't happen. The 9 o'clock mass was the folk mass. It was the kids. And my older brother and sister were part of that. And then as they were babysitting me, I'd be sitting there watching my brother play guitar. And that's where I learned to play. I just watched where he put his fingers. I'm like, oh, that's a C. That's a D. And just...
Do you remember how your family reacted to that? Like your folks, were they accepting of this break from tradition? Or
yes, yes. My dad was the coach of the girls' softball team, and the girls' basketball team. Father Bill came to the house and listened to the Ollie Frazier fights. It was a great. He was part of our lives. It was pretty neat. It was pretty neat. It was pretty cool.
That's great. This is Henry. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I wrote a song about him. He passed away a couple of years ago, and I had written a song about him.
That's funny. You tend to freeze those people in time, don't you? I'm still picturing him. And, that's long enough ago that he would. Sorry that he's passed, but if you were alive, he'd be a lot older, too.
He'd be in his 70s. Yeah. He was a younger guy. He was a rebel, though. He was pretty cool. He was pretty cool.
Henry Bukorski is who you're hearing right now. We mentioned in Lawrenceville at the Eclipse. Right?
Yeah,
the Eclipse Lounge. He hosts an open stage there Wednesday. Some of his music's on his website, which we've linked to both from slbradio.org, and I just put something on our Facebook page, too, that you can go to, and you can listen to some of his music there. I don't know, do you have recordings available for sale
not yet? No, that's my next move.
Yeah, take some time. Thanks for being with us here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Let's go to another song.
All right, this one here won't surprise you. I wrote this one last week. But like I said, I like to get them out there quick. Bet 25 red that you won't be dead before you say what needs saying. 25 more, you bet on the wrong horse, but you keep playing, though it's not a game. I love you.
another new song, Henry Bukorski. Nice song. Sounds like you've been pretty prolific lately. Have you?
Since the beginning of the year, I've been writing a ton. It's been kind of nice, just kind of coming to me.
Tell me about your kids. They're grown now.
Yeah, I have a daughter that's just over 30. She works for the Pittsburgh Promise in Pittsburgh, which is they help the kids in the city get scholarship money.
Yeah, that's great. What's her name, if I may ask?
Lauren Bukorski.
I think I've met her now that I because I know the Promise staff pretty well, cool. And there's not a whole lot
not
of them.
Not a ton of them. No. Nice people. I went into the office, real nice people.
If you're not familiar with the Promise, and forgive me, Henry, but your daughter would insist, but the Pittsburgh Promise, what that means is if you're a student at Pittsburgh Public Schools, you have a chance to get $10,000 per year towards your college education. As long as you're Promise ready in terms of grades and your fulfillment of your academic requirements in school, and it's a great thing, and it's expanded over the years with great donations coming. It's a great way to keep people living in the city and also attending Pittsburgh Public Schools. So that's terrific. So you've got some other kids,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I have a son who's just graduated from Pitt. He's working for PPG in the city, and a daughter a year younger than him that's going to be a radiologist. So,
my goodness.
Cool. Yeah, they're great kids. I'm very lucky. I'm very lucky.
And my gosh, especially your two younger kids, probably both going through high school and post-secondary education around the same time.
They were buddies. It was kind of neat.
Yeah. Well, also I'm thinking of what it's like for you as a dad. Not only is it great that they're finally out on their own, but it is probably a little bit of a sense of maybe not relief, but release.
Yeah, it's release. It is. Yeah, because I never look back at that with regret. I coached baseball, basketball. We were so busy all the time. It was a blast.
Yeah.
And I always told them, I told all three of them, I said, you want to stay? You want to get married? I'll add on. You have kids? I'll add on some more. If you want a dog, I'll build a fence. I'll just make it bigger.
So you're still out in Plum.
Yeah.
Wondered about that.
Yeah.
Henry Bukorski is who you're listening to. I think it's just henrybukorski.com, right?
Yeah.
And that's, let's see, the best way for you to remember spelling it is think of music and Bach, right?
Yeah, Bach.
The B-A-C-H, and then add an Orski.
Yeah, on the exactly. End.
It's Bach or Ski, S-K-I.
Yeah, exactly.
You got your choice. You can either listen to Bach or Ski.
I always tell people I'm a Polish descendant of Bach. So make it easy for them.
we have about another 20 minutes of radio time or so, which should give us time for at least three more songs, I think, if not four. What would you like to do next?
This one's fairly new. It's not a couple weeks new because it is called Indiana, and it's about kids leaving Indiana, so I don't want people thinking this is a political song at all. It's just it's my Jack Kerouac kind of song where they just take off.
Pigeon John and his scarecrow took a trip across America. A couple ounces and some mushrooms, see what they might see. And he's gone, Indiana. He's gone. Sally Sue's sticking her thumb out, looking shiny as can be. Said she heard it in a song from sea to shining sea to shining sea. And she's gone, Indiana. She's gone, Indiana. She's gone. Tucker, he been walking that helps him think. Well, they pulled alongside him and offered him a drink. And he's gone, Indiana, he's gone, Indiana, he's gone. He's gone, Indiana, he's gone, Indiana, he's gone. Some say it's innocence. Some say it's too late. Say, just come over here and kiss me.
Henry Bukorski, the Saturday Light Brigade. A little wanderlust there in the song.
That's kind of where it went.
Yeah, I've been debating whether I want to read On the Road again, talking about Jack Kerouac. It's not really a big debate. I think I could just make the decision. But,
take a couple weeks to be done with it.
Yeah, but part of me wants to just sort of leave it where it was in my head, you know, and rather than reading it again.
There's a lot to be said for that, because that's the kind of book that when you think about, that's a time in your life. Like, when you read that book, that is a time in your life. It's not like a book I read.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't know how else to describe that.
No, and there's a lot of, I think sometimes people try to, you know, recreate past circumstances or go home again, so to speak. And while I'm certainly very much one for nostalgia and one for continuity, after all, here I am in the same place I've been for a long time. But actually, it is different. It changes every day and every moment. You can't really. It's one of the things I love about radio, for the most part, since we do replay things now and then, it just goes up and out and it's gone. You know, it just exists, and kind of, it's a very ecological medium. It cleans up after itself.
That's true. That makes sense. Speaking of long time, you are an institution in Pittsburgh. I got to say that while I have a microphone in front of me.
Oh, thank you.
You from a lot of people's mouths.
Well, that's kind of you to say that. It's been a pleasure. It's one of the few things that satisfied my short attention span.
I wouldn't know anything about a short attention span.
Henry Bukorski is here with us, and he does an open stage every Wednesday night at the Eclipse Lounge in Lawrenceville. Starts up around 8 o'clock. You get an eclectic group of people, some regulars, I'm sure. Is it all acoustic for the most part?
All acoustic, or? Some spoken word. I have some really tremendous spoken word people, comedians, whatever.
That's great.
Someone on an iPod and want to sing behind it. If you got talent, bring it.
That's great. 21 plus?
21 plus, yeah.
Yeah, there's so many folks. And I think that's probably one, I don't know if I'd attribute it to the internet or not, but I think people are feeling more comfortable singing out and standing up because they see others doing it. And I don't know if you've got a thought about that at all.
Well, now that you said that, you know, if you look at, let's say you want to do a song, you want to do a cover song, you go to YouTube and see how everybody else is doing that song, and you realize, I could hold my candle.
Yeah.
I could do that. And I think the other part of the internet that made the open stage more viable and popular, I think, is just you can jump on Craigslist and find one. Mm-hmm. Where it was a little bit harder, a little bit more difficult to find a place to go.
Yeah, there's some very good things that have come about. And the fact that people are listening online right now is exciting.
It is. Think about it. I have an 87-year-old father right now sitting here listening to this.
That's
on
great.
His computer.
Where is he? Is he in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, he's in Plum. Yeah, right
now. Hello, Mr. Bikorsky. It's nice to have you here.
But it's kind of neat to think that that technology is caught up to him. He just sits down, hits it, and goes.
Well, if I were him, I'd be saying, you know, this thing, it's just like a transistor radio when he was a kid, right? It fits in your pocket. It's not that different when it gets right down to it.
Yeah.
Henry Bikorsky's with us. I think we're going to have time for two more. What would you like to do next?
This is a love song. I wrote this to my wife last year. After 25 years of marriage, I finally wrote a love song.
Kicking back in the summertime, thanking the Lord that you are mine. Say a little prayer, you feel the same about me. Laying wet by the swimming pool, never have I felt so full as when you lay your hand on me. And I'm laying there as happy as can be. Do you wanna go with me? Do you wanna go? Let's go to breakfast anywhere. Where we go, baby, I don't care. As long as you hang in there with me. We'll go around to the city with the top down, taking pretty pictures of all the crowns of the kings and queens. You and I will see. Say I spawned me a couple, you say you saw three. Do you wanna go?
Henry Bikorsky, that's a nice song.
Thanks.
When were you married? What's your anniversary date?
It's June 17th. Don't ask me the year. I'm not very chronological.
But that was 25 years last year.
Yeah, might have been more. I got yelled at once about a month ago at a show because I just was wrong. I don't know. I'm not sure if it was 25 or 26.
Okay.
It's in there.
It's not yelled at.
It's just joking.
I know.
She knows. It's...
How did she react when she heard that song? That had to be something.
You know, She hears them all first. She's the one who hears all my songs first. You know.
Yeah.
You know right away that's for me. He loves me. So it was a moment. It was
yeah,
nice.
It's a nice song. I like one thing your songs today have pretty much had in common. It's just a nice sort of rhythmic or bouncy feel, not overly so, but just they kind of drive on, which is
right.
Nice.
My shows have been like that. You can just see everybody just kind of jumping in, and you know, if I wanted to turn into a dance party, I can, or sing along.
Yeah.
A lot of times I just turn into a sing along. I love hearing my songs come back at me. So it's kind of fun that way.
Oh, that's great, you know? That you're able to do that.
Yeah.
So not with covers, but with feeding lyrics to your songs ahead
yeah.
of time. And
yeah.
That's excellent.
No, I don't feed them. I tell them what to sing.
Oh,
they jump in.
They'll jump in.
No,
that's
yeah.
great. I'm glad you've been able to be here today. We're going to have time for one more.
Right.
I want to mention, Wednesday nights at Eclipse Lounge in Lawrenceville. And it's Henry, B-A-C-H. O-R-S-K-I, right? Henry
yep.
Bach Orski, .com to learn more about him, where he's playing, and sample some more music. I think some of the songs you've heard here this morning are going to be there.
Yeah.
And what would you like to close up with?
It's a sing-along. I wrote this song for my kids. Kind of a, you know, how you walk through life kind of song. It's about love. If you're going to leave a trail behind, you make it a trail of love. I do have to say, though, I have a show coming up that's kind of I have to plug it because it's an honor to be a part of. The Acoustic Cafe is having a Beatles tribute show at Mr. Small's, and it's on Friday the 24th. And myself and Kayla Skirman, who I think was on your show a while ago, were asked to do a duo. It's been an honor to be asked, just be asked, because this is some of the best in the city.
Do you know what song you're going to do yet?
We are going to do Nowhere Man.
Ah, nice.
It won't be anywhere near as cheerful as what the Beatles threw out there. but I'm really looking forward to that, just because it's a benefit, and you know, to be able to sing music and help people at the same time, what else could there be? This last song is called Can't Take It With You.
Words won't tell what you are to me. Saying I love you don't mean anything. These gifts I have. promise I won't tell you what to see. Your will is yours, love, I'm born, else be free. I got one request before we end this night. This is love, love, love.
Henry Bukorski, thanks for being here today.
Vacation, no gas, close station, small world, large nation, don't forget your ID.